Hey brethren, welcome back to the evening session. We've got to get our pipes all warmed up and everything. So this evening, as we mentioned, there'll be hymns we love and messages. So if we've got messages, please let me know and you can come forward. And so it can be recorded to all the brethren as well. So we'll up there. We'll start open with hymn 333 to get us all boisterous and ready to go. So rejoice, rejoice, the promised time is coming. Rejoice, rejoice, the wilderness shall bloom. 333. Brethren, thank you. We'll ask Brother Nohan if he'd come forward and offer a blessing, or ask for a blessing on this portion of our service.
Our most loving and kind and dear Heavenly Father, we come today in this evening time and bow down ourselves before Thy throne of grace in that beautiful and blessed name of Thy Son Jesus Christ, our Savior, and not only ours, but the Savior of this world, wide world of mankind. We thank Thee, dear Lord, for the numerous blessings that we received today, that we were fed by the power of Thy Word, and not only that, we had this fellowship, that the love of Christ was more manifest in our hearts and in our minds through this fellowship. As we come to the end of this session, for this session we pray that we rejoice by singing these hymns and be one in spirit with our Lord, and that we learn out of Him that how much it is important for us to love one another, for He loved us even before we thought of loving Him. We thank You for the numerous benefits once again. Be with the brethren in this time, in this hour, and we ask all these things in the matchless name of Him who gave His life as a precious price on the cross of Calvary. Amen.
Okay, brethren, well, we know how it works, so we'll any hymns you want or messages. We'll start off with a hymn, though. Again, if you want to tell us why it's a favorite of yours, or if there's any special significance in the hymn for you, hands up. Who wants to start this off? Kasha, you had your hand up there. No? You haven't got a hymn? Okay, Sister Dorothy from Greenstead, from Adelaide.
Message from the brethren in Adelaide, and I want him John 3:19, give all Christian love.
14:7 in the Bible.
John 3:19.
Yeah, 14:7 in the Bible.
Thank you, Brother Graham. Okay. Is that the one you want?
That's it. We're all carried away how lovely it was the other Sunday when we sang it.
Okay, so which two verses would you like? Yeah.
The boss. Two verses.
Oh, sorry.
The first two.
All right, we'll do it all, but only for Sister Dorothy. Nobody else gets the extra verses. Okay. Who will be next? Sister Mary.
Number 392.
Okay, Cindy.
First and third.
Okay. Okay, 392, there's one above all earthly things. Yep. Just the first and the third verse. Brethren, just while we're there, Sister Mary's hymn. We might read a message from Brother Mikolai and Sister Rebecca Grugin in Wyoming now, ex-Phoenix, now Wyoming. And they've asked us to read from Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 to 8. And I'll read that for you. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you, and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour out water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants. And they will spring up among the grass, like poplars by streams of water. This one will say, I am the Lord's, and that one will call on the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, belonging to the Lord, and will name Israel's name with honor. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. There is no God beside me. And who is like me? Let him proclaim and declare it. Yes, let him recount it to me in order. For the time that I established the ancient nation, let them declare to them the things that are coming and the events that are going to take place. Do not tremble and do not be afraid. Have I not long since announced it to you and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there any other God besides me? Is there any other rock? I know of none. And that's from Brother Nikolai and Sister Rebecca. Okay. Brother Darren.
I've got a couple of greetings from brethren that would have liked to have been with us. David and Nuff Stone, they send their love and greetings to the convention with Romans
chapter 11 and verse 33. And it reads, "Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how unfathomable his ways." So we remember them. They would have liked to have been with us. And also, there's a Friday evening Skype study which Linton Rowe and their family and other brethren join, and they wanted to send their greetings with 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, which reads, "For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come."
A hymn, Simon? Sorry?
439,
Sister Ann Marlar. And then Sister Margaret Greenhills will be next. Okay. "And peace like a river attendeth my way." And which two would you like to? Oh, there's three verses.
You can choose two of them on that.
Yeah, which?
I don't mind which they
are. Okay, we'll go first and last, how's that? Okay. So 439. Thinking I was supposed to be Darren up here, but Darren and I swapped places from tonight and tomorrow night. So, Sister Margaret, what is it? 429. We've been watching.
39.
Okay. 429. We've been watching. We've been waiting for the bright and prophetic day. First and last verses. And chorus, of course.
Thank you.
Brother Nohan.
Your brother from the Melbourne English class sent their love and greetings to all of you here. And we got two sets of scriptures. And the first one is from Psalms 96, verses 11 to 13. Psalm 96, verses 11 to 13. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. And then 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, brethren. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to the glory and virtue, whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Thank you.
Thank you for some beautiful verses there. Did you have a hymn at all?
Probably hymn number 47.
47?
Mm-hmm. Come all ye saints to the Pisgah mountain.
Okay. Sort of on the first and last basis here at the moment, so we'll continue that, right? Hymn number 47. Goes very quickly, so Brother Henry, I think you'll have the last one. Any other messages before? Okay, we have two messages there. So, what's your hymn, Brother Henry?
Some messages.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, from Sister Marge Hagensick in America. I was speaking to her a while back, and she wanted a love and greeting sent for the convention. Also, Brother Bruce and Sister Margaret Hanley in Toowoomba. Sent their love and greetings. And also from the Skype study group, we have some in America that Brother Andrew Hopkins takes him. and his wife, Sister Linda, and her mother, and a few others in America, as well as quite a few that are here tonight. And they sent their love from America. Thank you.
Thank you. And Sister Sylvia, you have a...
Yes, the Christian Bible students in Melbourne have asked me to give the love to you, and they wish they could have been here, but it wasn't possible this year, and with a couple of references. John 6:35, and I'll put my glasses on. John 6:35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And just one quick one to finish, Philippians 4:9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Thank you.
And Brother Andrew Mustache.
Brethren from Polish class in Melbourne wanted to send their love, and the message is contained in Psalm 117.
Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations, praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
It's good to hear a proper accent. I've been telling you, that's the way English is spoken properly. Yeah. Okay, Brother, if Brother Ray, are you ready and prepared? Or?
Yes, we'll be ready in a couple of moments.
Okay. That means we've got time for one more hymn. Yep, go ahead.
Vancouver class sends their love.
So how many have you got there?
20.
20? Some names we might know or not?
Daniel Shakovich, my dad. There's the Kutz family. There's Niemczyk. A lot of Polish people. Oh, Ruth Chambers, if anybody knows her. Sister Ruth. Mm-hmm. Sister Holczyk.
Sorry.
All the young girls.
Yeah. Okay. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a chat instead of a hymn. Brother Graham has a message or a hymn.
I just think our son Stephen asked, remember the word brother up here. He remembers many of you, of course. So they're doing well in Lismore right now, New South Wales.
One day we'll get down and see him.
We'll take the raincoat.
We've just shifted itself, that's all we've done.